There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. This is Dr. Joy Brown. I am here live. I've come back from Israel intact. You can tell my mom. And unfortunately, there were all these stories in the paper about, the day after I was at Capernaum, they burned a church, and there was a shooting in Gaza, and I thought, don't tell my mom. But I'm perfectly fine. I was never worried. You know, I'm probably the safest person on the planet for that period of time. I'll tell you all about it. But for right now, I've got a lot of you who are wanting to talk with me, and that's what I do. That's my priority. But I will, I promise you, I will fill you in on really an extraordinary trip at some point. We'll talk about South Carolina and the Take It Down movement that's going. Did you see? I'll tell you more about Walmart is going to discontinue carrying any Confederate flags. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We have the entire week. We have the rest of our time together. But for right now, let me say one other thing, and then I'm going to go right back to Tom that we were talking about a moment ago. And I will, Matthew, Tracy, I'll get to all of you. We have lots of time, and I'll give you all the time you need. I know CKLW in Windsor has been a long-time affiliate of my program. I am still on the air. They changed my time slot. And Keith Chinnery, who's a great guy and the program director, was kind enough to call me and tell me before I left that he was going to do that. And I said, you're going to get some protests. So call Keith Chinnery and say, put her back on. I'd love to have you guys live because I love talking with you. But it was not obviously my decision. Keith, as I said, was kind enough to let me know because he's a great guy. And I'm still on the station. I'm just on at a different time. So if you want me back where I was, in fact, all of you, program directors seldom, let me just tell you a true story. Program directors always get called when somebody does something they don't like. So first of all, that's the American way. Go ahead and call Keith. But also understand, if you're listening on a radio station, you really like the program. Program directors never hear anything good. So if you like the program and you like where you're hearing it, just give the program director, send him an email, give him a call, say, hey, listen, thanks. Because they never hear anything positive. So, and I'm afraid Keith may not be hearing a whole lot of positive this week. Keith, I feel your pain. Put me back where I was. Okay, that was an unpaid political announcement. Okay, we're back with Tom, who's got a three-year-old that he's had. Have you had custody of the three-year-old or been raising the three-year-old? Tell me the circumstances about the three-year-old.
He has been placed with me. I'm a resource parent at this point. Okay. He has been separated from my daughter, his mother, since November of last year. And part of that process is to get both biological parents on board. He has not seen his biological father since he was probably about 13 or 14 months.
Okay.
So he's got a planned visit coming up this weekend for both a couple hours on Friday afternoon and 2-3 hours on Saturday, which just has me concerned with, I've shown him a picture, which he, it's no big deal to a three-year-old showing
nope.
him a picture.
Not at all. All right, but you didn't tell me the circumstances. Why has he been with you rather than with either biological parent?
He was Dyfus has taken him from my daughter, and he's been placed in our custody. So he's not actually in our custody. We are just caretakers.
Custodial. All right. Is there a drug problem?
Yes. My daughter is in a recovery program. The father has been through a recovery program and is living out of state at this point and is on the path to doing well. So while I don't have concerns, it's a brand new person, and I don't
sure.
have a lot of history with him personally. So
okay. How old actually are your daughter and the biological father?
My daughter is 32, and the father is, I believe, 34.
Okay. Do they have other children, either of them?
No.
Is the plan, we don't know what the plan is at this moment for either.
Well, the plan I'm being told, because of DCF's involvement, they will facilitate visits for both parents.
Okay.
And so they're actually flying him from North Carolina to visit with my grandson, which I'm on board about because I feel he should, you know, it's a good thing for him to know his father.
Does the three-year-old call you daddy?
No. He's lived with us since birth. My daughter and he both lived with us when he from the time he was born. And then she moved out shortly before we had to take care of him from November on.
So he hasn't seen his biological father since he was about a year old, a little more than a year old.
Just about, yeah. He has no real, other than being shown a picture. My daughter has shown him a picture and said, "This is daddy." And so if I show him a picture, he'll
say
remember
daddy.
And say daddy.
Okay.
But,
all right, tell me about the supervised visit. What's the scenario? Is he going to stay with you? Is the child?
Yeah, we have, we were sort of asked how we would like it to go, and I thought it was a good idea for us to be there as a familiar.
I agree.
Touchdown.
Absolutely agree. Yep.
We're going to be involved both for both visits. First one's going to be on sort of neutral territory at the offices, a playroom, and the second one I've opted for maybe an outside playground. And
great.
And I'm just observing. I'm going to let the father run around because he's much younger than me. So I figure let him wear himself out on the playground.
This kid is a very young kid. Mm-hmm. It sounds like dad is really, I think you're very wise in how you've set it up, that you want a really short, controlled circumstance. Three-year-olds are not nearly as, they can be a little phobic about strangers. Usually about 18 months is when kids really begin to understand self and other, and they become a child who's been very outgoing and social, all of a sudden it becomes very clingy. So it's a little unclear what his response is going to be. I think what I would do is say, "This is daddy," and just sort of see what happens. And if he decides to cling to you and suck his thumb, I'd let alone. Hopefully daddy will have enough sense to not push the kid. And to kind of play and, you know, to kind of gentle him. You know, when we go to a strange animal, the first thing we do is we get down on their level, right? So we're not threatening, and we put our hand out face up, which is an unthreatening position. It's not a fist. And whether you're talking about a horse or a dog, or really any kind of, I was at a farm, a kibbutz in Israel, and there are cows. And it was really interesting because the guide with me had clearly never been around a cow in his life. And so he went to pat the cow on his skull. And the cow, of course, moves away because a hand with the palm down is a threatening. That's how you get hit.
Mm-hmm.
A hand with the palm up. So I just knelt down, eye level with the cow, and put my hand, my palm up. So the cow came to me, said, "How'd you do that?" And I said, "I'm not threatening." And so understand that a three-year-old, to a certain extent, is more a young animal than a young human. So what you do is, if hopefully daddy will have enough sense to not be threatening, to not be very loud, to get down on the child's level, to be unthreatening, to let the kid come to him. And if not, you can kind of explain that that kids this age, you talk to a psychologist, and a psychologist said that kids can sometimes be very nervous around strangers at this age because he just doesn't know it. And just allow the child to figure out what to do. In terms of preparing the child, children love stories. So he already knows about daddy, and you can tell him stories about daddy. But let the two of them, exactly as you wisely set out, figure out how to do it. If daddy has a hard time with it, you can give him some clues. Understand that you want to be unthreatening, to let him come to you, to maybe tell stories, and just see how it goes. But, you know, I don't think I don't think he needs a whole lot more preparation. And more importantly, I don't think a whole lot of preparation is going to help. Because he doesn't understand the concepts.
I shouldn't, a couple days ahead, just prepare him that he's going to be seeing daddy.
You can say that. Yeah, you can say we're going to go see daddy and what would you like to do. But understand, it's like saying, let's talk imaginary friends. Let me put you on hold. I'll come right back. We'll talk a little bit more about this. Ralph, Matthew, Tracy, gets to all of you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out, too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Tom, whose grandson, who's three, is going to meet his biological father for the first time in about a year and a half. And so the question is, how do I prepare him? And I'm saying, he'll sort it out. He may or may not be willing to go, depending on how outgoing he is, depending on what dad's personality is. Tom's question is, how do I prepare him? And I'm saying, he's three. I mean, you could certainly say, daddy's coming, and do you want to make a picture for daddy? But daddy is not going to have a whole lot of meaningful concept to him. He may or may not associate it with a name. They've been showing him daddy's pictures and point to the picture and says daddy. But the kid may, don't expect something like a YouTube video where he's going to run and throw his arms around and say, gee, dad, hello. It's not going to happen. It would be, I'm not going to say it's not going to happen. It would be very surprising. If daddy's really smart, which I suspect he is, there will probably be a gift involved. Because as human beings, how we usually try and convince someone to love us is we bribe them a little bit. And you'll see. But I would just, I think it's perfectly fine to say daddy's coming, and we're excited about that. But understand that he's three, so he's going to take his cue from you. It's like saying, Salminio's birthday is coming. Arbor Day is coming. Ooh, Arbor Day doesn't mean anything.
Right.
So his concept of daddy is going to be very, very limited, and the two of them will work it out.
Well, to be honest, I'm not concerned with him being too shy because he's a very outgoing three-year-old, and he's been around a lot of people in his short years and is very adaptable. So I think he'll warm up after the first few minutes really well. I guess my other question would be, should I not be in the room after they initially meet? Would that
I'd play it by ear. I'd play it by ear because my guess is it depends. And the child may be perfectly comfortable dealing with daddy as long as you're there. And daddy may be perfectly comfortable in terms of wanting to take him someplace. I'd play it by ear because what you've got here is a very fragile situation. And in some ways, it's probably less fragile for the three-year-old who has really got a limited perception than it is going to be for you and for daddy. Because if you leave the room and the kids start screaming, especially a man who's not used to being around children, is not going to know what to do. So, and what we want here is to have very few negatives going on. Because daddy's going to leave and not come back for a while. So, if I were you, that's, I guess, part of what I would be focusing on is how do we maintain the relationship over time and space with daddy. So
that would be my third question, yeah.
Okay, well, let me do the third question before. Oh, I'm so good at anticipating
because
sometimes.
He may visit on a monthly basis, and I'm not 100% sure that will happen, but it's
possible. All right, let's fill in the blanks as much as we can. So maybe, I don't think our cell phones are worth anything in terms of conversations. You're always saying, what? They're always dropping off. But they are terrific in terms of pictures and videos. So I might videotape if you've got a 3-year-old, you probably have a video camera anyway.
Oh yeah.
But I might videotape them together so you can play it for him. He may want to draw pictures of daddy when he leaves so that we can extend the relationship past the visits, because what you really want is not a one-shot deal because he's three.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we want is, in terms of leaving them alone, I'd play it by ear because you don't want, even though they're playing fine, what I might do is bring a book and be over in the edge. And what you may notice is the 3-year-old will make kind of periodic contact with you. He will make eye contact or he will come over and touch your leg or whatever and then go back with playing with daddy. But even the most outgoing 3-year-old can feel a little uncomfortable about new situations. So play it by ear.
Okay. Take my cues from him.
Yeah, exactly so. And be willing to help daddy out about, listen, it's not that he doesn't love you, it's he just doesn't know you. And hopefully daddy of the three, daddy's probably going to be the most nervous.
I agree, because he's got the least practice with all of this. So.
And he has the most to lose.
Yeah.
So you can be just this wonderful, stalwart, gentle presence for both.
Okay.
All righty.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. I've listened to you for many, many years, and I can't even tell you how many people I've given the stupid and cheerful and curious, not furious speech to. So I really appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks.
855-993-7569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY. And if I get the phone number out, it's a cue for the fact there's actually an open line for the first time in 2 hours. Ralph, welcome back. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Well, I haven't heard Salminio's birthday mentioned in quite a long time. That made me giggle, huh? I'll tell you. He was a tragic. It was a tragic story.
Yeah, it
with
was.
Him, but
it really was.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what, the thing that went down in South Carolina really, it just shook me to the core. I mean, I you know, for those of us who are engaged in such things, you know, we take it, you know, personally and put ourselves there in that situation and that young man. And, you know, it's hard to even talk about the guy. And with all that hate, walked in there and just did what he did. You know, we try to figure out why and what, where have we gone wrong? Where has society failed us and everything else? And, you know, in a free society, Dr. Joy, can we put the clamps on somebody like that? Can we say whether he's going to turn out and do something like that? You know, the things that we find out after in the aftermath here is that he was posting these horrific manifestos on the computer and everything else. And so everyone says, hey, you know, we should have done something. This kid was giving out signals that he was a bad dude. He was going to do something terrible. But, you know, I say that in a free society, as I mentioned, you know, these things are going to occur. They seem to occur more often than ever before. It may be because here's the time I'm living in and I just notice it. But I'll tell you, Dr. Joy, nine folks dead and one and sitting there for an hour and telling one of the parishioners there that, hey, I'm going to do something heinous. I'm going to keep you alive so you can watch what happens and detail it to the media for me. That tells me one thing. It tells me that the main reason why they do what they do is for notoriety. Mm. It's because they achieve some sort of fame in their otherwise drab, hopeless lives. And, I mean, would you be on board with me with that conclusion?
Well, let me. You've had several conclusions along the way, so let me sort of see if I can sort them out. Let me start from the back and going, or from here and going backward. Number one, do I think that kids, or do people do things for notoriety? No question. You hear me all the time say that all God's children need attention. If you can't do it for something positive, you'll do it for something negative. My way of dealing with this is I made a promise to my listeners and to myself years ago that I would never mention the name of a perpetrator, which is my small, perhaps meaningless, but symbolic statement of saying, you're not going to get notoriety from me. I will not use your name. I will never mention it. Do I think that that heinous messages should be paid more attention to? Let me hold that thought. I'll come right back to you. Matthew and Tracy, I'll get to you as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID to transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Ralph, who is understandably upset about South Carolina, and he said, so we had this horrible, horrible kid whose name I will never mention, because that's my commitment of not helping the issue of notoriety. Do I think that's going to act as the deterrent? Probably not, but if everybody decided that they were going to do that, which they will not, that it might at least take away part of the motivation of, I want to live fast, die young, and have a well-known corpse might be offset. So, but you can only do what you can do. I can only be responsible for my behavior. So that's number one. Do I think it's notoriety? Do I think that hateful messages on the internet need to be monitored more closely? The internet is about hateful messages. I mean, it never ceases to amaze me how when people become semi-anonymous, this bile, sort of dribbles out of them. So do I think the internet contributes to it?
Maybe.
I mean, but, you know, as you point out, what's the alternative? And censorship is probably not exactly the issue. However, having said that, what we know is that NSA in particular, and probably other agencies whose letters we don't know, monitor email. We know that the CIA, all sorts of intelligence agencies monitor email for terrorists. We know that, right? And we know that the NSA monitors American citizens. If you can monitor foreign people looking for examples of terrorism that need to be on a watch list, and we know that Americans are being monitored anyway, why don't we apply the same criteria? And if people are saying they should all die, why don't we at least put them on a watch list? And that's not the same as censoring. And in fact, it's the antithesis of censoring, because what we want to do, which gets me to my particular issue, which, you know, is one of those things everyone, I try and sort of maintain radio silence, at least temporarily. There are just too damn many guns. It's too easy to get a gun.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, as far as I'm concerned, if the NSA was monitoring for the same criteria that other agencies monitor foreign and, in fact, domestic emails for hints that this person may be dangerous, why can't we monitor them as well? And at least for background checks, we can't even get better background checks after all this.
Right.
So that's part of it.
I agree.
I mean, it drives me absolutely nuts.
I agree with you. And you know something, you do such a great service by not mentioning that guy's name, because that's exactly what he wants and what they all wanted, and that is, I commend you for that, and that's very, very astute of you. But I'll tell you one thing. Why, you know, I can understand a person having a gun in the drawer for protection. I want to protect my family, and I understand. I personally am afraid of guns. I sound like a wuss, but I am. You know, when I see a gun, I run in the other direction, and that's from a, you know, a big, strong guy. That's not from a little, you know, that's just the way I feel. But when people find, you know, I notice they're kind of alpha male types that find their manhood, and I'm probably categorizing through these guns. They have to have an arsenal in their homes. Now, this guy was pictured on the internet with the gun on his, strapped on his back, a jacket with apartheid type insignia.
I got it.
I mean, he is saying everything to us. He's screaming that, hey, I'm going to do, if I don't act on this, I'm certainly not someone you want roaming free in this society. But yet, you can't, until he makes the move, and his move was to the extreme.
Well, that's not completely true. You could put him on a watch list. You could make sure he doesn't have easy access to guns. And if nothing else, I mean, I deplore the Congress for not doing something about gun control at this moment. I just think they're a bunch of creepy cowards, to be quite honest, and I will say that across the board. But I also commend Walmart, for example, for getting rid of anything with a Confederate flag. And you have to remember, I was born in New Orleans. So, but if, you know, in this country, if people showed the Nazi flag, there would be huge hue and outcry, as happened to one of the royals who went to a Halloween party dressed as a Nazi. There was huge condemnation.
Yeah, I remember
that. South Carolina today, that there are, they're at the Capitol, they're making a fuss saying, take it down. But I think that the notion of what the Confederate flag stands for and what it means, what it meant during the Civil War, is very different than what it means today. So as a society, at least we're talking about it, and I will not mention anybody's name. I still think that it boils down, there have always been haters, there have always been mentally unbalanced people. What I'm in favor of is the same level of monitoring of domestic nuts as there are for international nuts, and I think that the background checks, for very least, folks, have to be extended. Right, dear Congressman. Yeah, no, let me go on, because we'll probably talk about this later in the week, and I would really encourage you to do this. But I have people who've been waiting for so long to talk with me about personal issues. What I'd like to do is defer you to later in the week, and I'll put you on again, which is breaking my own rule of not putting anybody on more than about once a month. But I will make the exception for you if you will allow me to go back and deal with a little bit more of the psychological stuff. Is that fair?
Sure, I will. Thanks so much, Dr. Joy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Ralph. Thanks for being flexible with me. Matthew, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, Dr. Joy, thank you so much, and so glad to hear you made it back from Israel okay. calling with you're welcome, with a little personal and a broader question. They kind of interrelate, if you will, though.
Okay.
So I've got a bunch of kids, a daughter who is 17, and she is dated a boy since freshman year, so for a while now, and she told me the other day that she was 100% gay, and then she referenced something called the McKinsey scale.
Yeah.
So that's where she got the information about that. And I've never heard you. I'm an avid listener. I've been listening to you for a decade or more and haven't heard you talk about that before. And that kind of leads me to the next question. I know they're not related, but gender fluidity and your take on that. So we'd love to hear your take on the Kinsey scale conversation and also gender fluidity, if you would, please.
Okay. Let me just ask you a question. So your daughter has been dating a guy since or
yes.
A woman? Okay. So
a male.
Right. So your daughter's been dating a male for the last couple of years, and she's gay or he's gay?
She said she is gay, 100%.
Right. Well, I guess my question would be, why are you dating him? Did you ask?
You know, she's kind of, towed him up as a unicorn. You know, he's the one guy that she's attracted to, which, I think that, that I'm not really sure. In my mind, it's just I think she's trying to say outrageous things to us, but I'm not really sure what to think about it.
Okay. The idea of the Kinsey scale, first of all, I have to remember that Alfred Kinsey, I think, published his first thing, I think around the 1940s, 1945, something like that. And basically what he said, among other things, is he said the thing that's quoted most often is not his scale, which is the idea of, and actually, the scale was not unique to Kinsey. Basically, believe it or not, Jung had talked about the same phenomenon at least 50 years before that. But what Kinsey is best known for is the statistic that says about between 13 and 16% of the population is gay. Ta-da! Which at the time was considered enormously controversial. But basically what he says is that there's a scale that you go from being completely heterosexual with no homosexual tendencies to exclusively homosexual. And so the idea being, it was actually 1948, there we go, see? I can't believe the stuff I remember, that people essentially don't necessarily fit neatly into one category. Now, the idea is obviously that the most interesting to a certain extent is kind of the middle. If we've got a scale of 1 to 6, which is actually what his scale was, the 3s are the most interesting, right? Which means you could go either way. ACDC, as we used to say in our little sort of ignorant high school days. The idea being there are a whole bunch of issues here. The first is that as human beings, Freud said, well before Kinsey, that we are are polymorphously perverse. In other words, we all have the idea, we all have the potential of being anything. I would argue that he probably was wrong, that the newer data, which is only a couple of years old, suggest that while there are factors that can influence our sexuality, that they're really, like a lot of things, that there really is a genetic component that predisposes you in one direction or another. It doesn't mean it's 100%. And I've given examples over the years of this was some people who lived in the town that I lived in at one point who had both, they were widows who'd both married, had children, and were certainly heterosexual. But they were older women. They felt that men were not interested in them, that they were older. And they began a sexual affair with each other, with the idea being that they cared about each other enormously and that there wasn't really anybody else around. And therefore, now what they fantasized about when they were having sex, I didn't ask them. But the idea being, are people capable of different kinds of sexuality under different kinds of circumstances? And I think the answer is yes. None of this really completely applies to your daughter. So let's talk about her when we come back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-37569. So Matthew has a 17-year-old daughter who's been dating this dude for a couple of years, came to her dad and says, well, I'm gay. And dad said, so what's the guy? And he said, well, he's really a unicorn. So, and she said, all right, is she the one who told you about the Kinsey scale?
Yeah, she did. And that's what got me looking into that. And I always, I kind of reacted, I thought, with it, Dr. Joy, is, well, you're either one or the other, not both, but I might have been, I hope I didn't do too wrong by you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I, and basically, as I said, that Kinsey was not the one who came up with this, that Freud had said you're polymorphously perverse, what, in 1860 or something, 1880, something like that. Jung had said people are introverted and extroverted, that all of us are yin and yang. So he'd said that well before. Kinsey was the first one to really do the research in some ways. It wasn't an original idea, but his research. And, you know, do I believe in bisexuality? I don't, to be quite honest, which doesn't mean whether I believe in it or not, people are going to do what they want to do. As far as I'm concerned, bisexuality is basically do me. You know, that I don't care who you are, I just care about my own sexuality, which is my issue. I'm not sure that I would necessarily share that perception with your daughter, because I don't think that it's going to make you very popular with her. And, you know, she's going to have to sort out who she is. I think that people can be curious. I think that that fantasies are sort of deal with the discrepancy between who we are and what we want. And I think under certain circumstances, we know that heterosexual males in a prison population can have sexual experiences with other men because that's who's available. We know, my in particular experience was of some nice little older women who had were not gay. They were straight as far as they were concerned, but they didn't really want to give up their physical sexuality, and so they sort of became involved with each other. Does that mean they were gay? At some point, I guess it depends how we define this. Is this something that we're predisposed to? Is this a political philosophy? Is it a genetic predisposition? Is it a choice? And my particular perception is that it is not a choice, that we can choose how to behave. We cannot choose our genetic makeup. We cannot choose, and I mean, the more obvious example than your daughter to a certain extent, or maybe more comfortable example, is a huge number of male actors, movie stars, that have been married, who've had children who came out as they were older. Does that mean that they were more heterosexual at one point? I would argue no, that society defines different behaviors in different ways. And as you point out, with 17-year-olds, being gay is much hipper these days than being straight. Let's face it, whatever else it is or isn't. As you also pointed out, being able to shock your parents, wow, what fun. Being able to comfortably experiment when you're 17, kind of cool. You're not going to get pregnant if you decide you're going to have sex with women. So in terms of your daughter's sexuality, I would argue that to a certain extent it's to be determined by a whole lot of things. And as a parent, I think I would take the stance of your sexuality is your own business with certain restrictions. And they're not even restrictions, they're suggestions that you don't get pregnant, you don't get a sexually transmitted disease, and you understand that our sexuality, being that open to somebody, makes us vulnerable and that you were kind. Past that, this is something that you're going to have to sort out for yourself, that I'm not particularly willing to share my sex life with you, and I don't necessarily need to know about your sex life other than you're safe in all definitions of that word, as much as it's possible to be emotionally safe with another person, but at least you are kind to other people. And let it go, because it's nothing you're going to be able to determine, and I would argue that it may not even be something that you particularly want to know.
Yeah, that's kind of stance we've taken. I was just curious on your take about it, and the Kinsey thing was something I know that I heard mentioned. And you know, the gender fluidity thing, Dr. Joy, is that something new? Is that something that, you know, or something we're just kind of calling attention to now, or what's the situation?
I don't think it's new. I think the idea, as I mentioned, that circumstances can determine our can affect our predisposition to a certain extent. And you can argue that, I mean, there are other examples that we might like. Let's say, to be really trivial, we might like one kind of music, but if we have our best friend like something else, we may be willing to learn about it or listen to it a bit more carefully. That our predisposition is only that. I think that there are very few things that are literally written in stone. And just as some people to be really stupid about this, multi-letter in different sports. There's some people who are capable of multi-lettering, I suppose, sexually, and some people who focus all their abilities and attention on one sport. So a poor metaphor, but you get the point. That I think our sexuality should not be the preeminent and predetermining factor of our lives. And if you think about it, people very seldom come up and say, I am a flaming heterosexual. That if we're heterosexual, we have the option of all sorts of other things, that we can be accountants, or we can ride bicycles, or we can be great cooks. And for a part of the population to say, I'm gay, as opposed to anything else, I think is limiting. On the other hand, if you feel that kind of behavior would have you ostracized or killed or jailed, then maybe it is important, at least for the short term. I think our society would be a happier place when we can stop worrying about what nation we're from or what religion we're from or what sex we feel we define ourselves out, and everybody minds their own business and lets people alone. Not going to happen
totally
anytime
agree.
Soon. Yeah, but and I think with your daughter, give her a hug and say, honey, I love you, whatever. You work out your own sexuality. If I any questions that you have, if I have an answer, I'll try and help you. If not, we'll figure out where you find the answer.
Dr. Joy, there's a show I watched called Orphan Black, and one of the quotes from it was, this character happened to be gay, and they said, well, that's not the most interesting thing about me. And I think that kind of parallels what you're saying there, that there's a lot more to a person than their sexuality. Thank you
Absolutely.
So much for your time. You do such great work, and it's much appreciated.
Thank you, Matthew. All right, Tracy, tell me quickly, sugar, what we're going to be talking about. I'll hold you over. We'll put you on next hour.
Dr. Joy. I have an 8-year-old that tends to be a little bit of a slowpoke.
Okay.
And I need some help, and I don't want to continue to be a nag and continue to have to keep reminding her and keep her on track.
All right.
So I need some strategies on how I can stop waiting at the door.
Will do. All right, I'll tell you what, when we come back, well, let's see, I've got about a minute and a half here. Tell me a little bit about the family structure. Does she have brothers and sisters?
She has two older siblings.
Yep.
A 22-year-old and a 20-year-old, okay. And she's 8.
Okay, same parents for all 3 kids?
Same dad, yes.
Okay. And I assume you're the mom.
Well, yes. Well, not of the 2 older children.
Got it. Okay, fair enough. When we come back, I know I have to ask this question specifically to get the answer, don't I? All right, let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
All loans subject to one debt score, but must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just 1 business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business
business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.